ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Pacific is known as an ocean of islands, with shipping the key link for freight and the transport of goods across the region. But shipping is also a very carbon-heavy industry, meaning it's very polluting. So now six Pacific Island countries have announced an ambitious initiative to try and clean up the Pacific's shipping industry, aiming to eliminate carbon emissions by the year 2050. Now, as Evan Wasuka reports, to be successful, this scheme will require a serious upgrade of domestic shipping fleets, but the key will be in securing $500 million so the initiative can even get off the ground.
The Marshall Islands has a population of only 50,000, yet it has an outsized role in the international shipping industry as the third largest ship registry in the world. At the same time, it's one of the Pacific countries at the forefront of climate change initiatives. The Marshalls is leading a coalition of six Pacific countries in the Pacific Blue Shipping Partnership. Peter Natal is with the University of South Pacific, and he's been working with the Micronesia Centre of Sustainable Transport on the partnership.
One good thing coming out of the climate change debate at the moment is the potential to use blended financing and climate financing and the political leverage that the countries now have within this debate to strategise how we use the transition domestically.
The Marshall Islands has some 3,000 international vessels flying its flag, but those won't be covered under the Pacific Blue Partnership. Those vessels will be covered by other arrangements under the International Maritime Organization, which aims to halve carbon emissions by 2050. The Pacific Blue Partnership is instead focused on shipping in the Marshalls, Fiji, Solomon Islands, Samoa, Vanuatu and Tuvalu. Mr. Natal says despite the exclusion of international vessels, the partnership is still significant.
We're not arguing that what we're doing in the Pacific Blue Shipping Partnership is going to address global emissions. We're saying it will play its part in a global, in a global reaction to climate change. But this is an adaptation and resilience building measure. This is an opportunity for us not to get caught left behind as the rest of the world changes technology and we don't become stranded with old diesel-burning assets in another 10 and 20 years' time.
He says the Pacific Blue Partnership will be adjusted to suit individual countries, taking into account the role of private sector in shipping in some countries, while others are operated by governments.
So we have this huge diversity across our oceans, and that's why the countries have been very clear they want to see a bespoke solution developed, and they want to see it country by country because all countries are different.
Already there's been some work, although at a smaller scale, in getting ships to improve their carbon emissions in the Pacific. Jens Kruger is with the Pacific Community and he looks after the Oceans and Geosciences Division.
We've had a project where we've retrofitted a vessel in Samoa and we've put some solar panels on the vessel so that when they're in port or they have a low requirements on electricity, they can actually turn off their engines and rely on solar.
On a larger scale, though, the key to making the Pacific Blue Shipping Partnership work will be funding. Dr. Ben Milligan is with the University of New South Wales in Sydney. He's part of the partnership's finance working group.
The call for finance is initially set at $500 million. It's a blended finance plan. What I mean by a blended finance plan is that different packages of investment are designed to work together.
Talks are still underway to secure the funding, but Dr. Milligan says it'll come from a mix of sources.
Discussions are at a very early stage, and so there's nothing public related to that.
He says the key to funding will be to ensure that it follows the priority of Pacific countries and not donors. The Pacific Blue Shipping Partnership will be officially launched in Chile at the meeting of the United Nations Convention on Climate Change at the end of the year.